Outside the village, he had enemies. He wanted to see gypsies integrated and living like other Hungarians, for he was proud of being Hungarian too. He dreamed of dark faces in advertisements, his food in national stores, colour-blind political parties, and the money that was spent on self-serving, wasteful Roma minority councils spent instead on greenhouses. This didn't suit those who still wanted to be victims. Others felt that his constant reminders of bad gypsy ways simply fed the stereotype. He was a self-hater, racist to his own skin. One way or another, he had learned to watch his back when he crossed the road. Some thought he might make a good Roma leader on the national stage, but he did not want that label. He cared about other minorities too, even inviting migrants, who were hated more than gypsies now, to come to Cerdi in 2017. Besides, he had no interest in being a celebrity bastard. He disliked talking about himself. He was just a semi-literate, scattered soul who was trying to make his mark on the world and was doing it in Cerdi. There, his ambitions were still growing. The Rome burgers the villagers were making for local restaurants were taking off nicely. He was going to produce a range of gypsy stews in the new processing plant, built with state and EU funds and almost finished. But it was there, on July 14th, that he hanged himself. He had given no hint of this before, or perhaps only one. He admitted that he cried every day, not because he was afraid, but because he felt powerless to do all that had to be done. In a well-known Hungarian story, two gypsies were haggling over the price of a horse. As they argued, the horse galloped fast towards a brick wall. "Your horse is blind," complained the would-be buyer. "Not blind," said the seller. "Brave."